Earlier this month, many newspapers printed a short obituary of an engineer named Bob Kearns. I want to take a minute today to remember this engineer and his struggle for justice. Bob Kearns invented the intermittent wiper blade, the blades that flash occasionally across a windshield. This simple invention caused him much grief. In a sense, the impetus for the invention occurred on Bob Kearns' wedding night. He opened a bottle of champagne and the cork struck his left eye, forever impairing his vision. A few years later, Kearns drove his car in the rain and noticed how the wiper's regular motion distracted him because of his poor vision. He realized that a wiper should be more like an eyelid, that is, it should blink occasionally. This thought spurred him to build an intermittent wiper blade, which he tried to sell to Detroit automakers. Now, wiper blades interested automakers because wipers help sell cars. In the late 1950s, several cars began sporting two blades that swept in parallel across the windshield, replacing the single blade that created a huge V in the middle. This new two-blade system attracted buyers, and by the 1960s, every car had them. The next step was intermittent operation. Kearns' key invention was making a cheap timer for the wipers. The auto companies had developed a mechanical contraption to do this with some 29 moving parts. Kearns' design, by contrast, was elegant. He used an electric motor with a timer to control the wiper. The result? Four parts, only one of which even moved. But it seemed so obvious that automakers thought Kearns' patents would be null and void. So they built cars with these wipers, but they didn't pay Kearns. When he heard about this, he bought a wiper and carefully took it apart. He saw all the essential parts of his 1964 patent. So he sued every major auto manufacturer for $1.6 billion. This was about $500 million for his lost profits and more than $1 billion in damages. The first automaker he sued offered him $30 million to settle out of court. But to Kearns, accepting the settlement meant that it was okay to steal inventions. His case went to trial after a 12-year delay, 12 years in which Kearns' single-minded pursuit of justice lost him his wife and broke his health. After a 3-week trial, the jury returned a verdict. The automaker indeed infringed on Kearns' patents, but they awarded him $5 million, a far cry from the $1.6 billion he wanted. So the next time your wipers flash across your windshield, pause for a moment and think of the memory of Bob Kearns and his struggle for justice.